This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ottawa police vowed on Friday to crack down on what officials are calling a, quote, increasingly dangerous protest by hundreds of truckers who have shut down the center of the Canadian capital for 8 days to demand an end to COVID-19 vaccine mandates. The well-organized blockade, which police say has relied partly on U.S. funding, is unprecedented by Canadian standards. Ottawa's police chief warned hundreds more truckers were planning to enter the city this weekend, saying, quote, this remains an increasingly volatile and increasingly dangerous demonstration. Protesters in the downtown core, quote, remain highly organized, well-funded, extremely committed to resisting all attempts to end the demonstration safely, he added. The police chief, who said he and other top officials had received death threats, likened the protest to the January 6, 2021 riots in Washington when hundreds of people stormed the U.S. Capitol in a bid to overturn President Joe Biden's election victory. A faction that played a leading role in the protest in the uprising that toppled Sudan's former president Omar al-Bashir in 2019 said on Friday it was refusing to meet the U.N. special representative to Sudan. In a statement on Twitter, the Sudanese Professionals Association also accused United Nations officials of failing to condemn Sudan's October 25th coup and siding with military leaders. In recent weeks, the United Nations has been holding consultations in an effort to help achieve a negotiated solution to Sudan's political crisis. Security forces have cracked down on frequent mass protests against military rule since the coup, and at least 79 civilians have died, according to medics aligned with the protest movement. This is VOA News. Moscow and Beijing criticized what they said was negative U.S. influence both in Europe and the Asia-Pacific region after a Friday meeting between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. Putin and Xi met in Beijing ahead of the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympic Games, as both their countries face increasing criticism from Washington. A document agreed by Russia and China and released by the Kremlin said they, quote, oppose the further expansion of NATO and call on the U.S.-led defense bloc to abandon so-called Cold War-era approaches. Talks between Russian and Chinese leaders come as Moscow is in a diplomatic standoff with the United States over Ukraine, demanding that NATO curb its eastwards expansion. Russia said it wants NATO to guarantee that it will not admit new members, especially Ukraine, and that Washington will not establish new military bases in ex-Soviet countries. Nigeria's government said Friday a blaze caused by an explosion on an oil ship that sparked fears of environmental disaster off southern Nigeria has been brought under control. Despite being Africa's largest crude producer, accidents are frequent in Nigeria's oil and gas industry, although they usually occur on land. The country's environment minister described the incident as worrisome in a tweet and said a group of oil companies was responding at the scene to, quote, protect the vulnerable ecosystem. The vessel caught fire, quote, following an explosion during the early hours of Wednesday. According to its operator, it was unclear how much oil was stored at the time of the explosion or whether any had started spilling into the water. Nigeria's Navy also said it had deployed to the scene. Pakistani security forces said they were conducting search operations on Friday to flush out militants suspected of hiding near two military bases attacked by insurgents on Wednesday, which killed 7 soldiers and 13 of their own, the latest violence in southwestern Pakistan. The attacks, the biggest in recent years by ethnic insurgents, came hours before Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan arrived in Beijing for the opening of the Winter Olympics, where he will have meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping and other leaders. The army claims the attacks were simultaneous and coordinated. Islamabad blames arch-rival India for supporting the insurgency, a charge Delhi denies, and says such anti-Pakistani groups often use neighboring Afghanistan to plan attacks, a charge denied by the Taliban government. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.